hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and to kick off today's two-hour radio spectacular, I have pulled in the big guns and recruited some new technology into the folds of the Scuba Radio broadcasting headquarters to connect with our buddy Pete from Scuba Board via the web. And you know what's weird? He's down in the Keys, but he sounds like he's right here in the studio with us. Pete, how are you, buddy?
Is this thing on?
Yeah, it is. How about that, huh?
I was going to try cellular phone since I'm down here in the Keys.
Of course, that would make sense. And now we can hear all those puns that Pete likes to put out there.
Crystal clarity, like
exactly.
You never imagined before.
Yeah, you know, you got to take the good with the bad or the bad with the good. It's a subjective kind of thing, but we'll take it regardless. Because we have no alternative. But anyway, let's talk diving, Pete. And
sure.
And now that we're connected this way, we can actually kind of pick up all the nuances in your voice and stuff. And that's good. That'll be a good way for you to share your adventures, which I know one of them in particular lately is you've been doing some, you've been doing some training of some new scuba divers, right?
I have, actually. I just completed an advanced open water with David, and it was very fun. The thing that he really liked about the training is the fact that we teach shooting a sausage.
Okay. That sounds a little strange, especially coming out of the Key West area. But hey, to each his own. No, I have no problem with any of that. But
and for the people who don't know what we're talking about, because they might think it's a culinary feat.
Of course. That was the first thing that came to my mind.
We're talking about taking those inflatable sausages and deploying them from 20 feet or deeper so that the boat can see you're there. Even though they can't see you, they can see the float on the surface.
That's right. Now, overseas, a lot of the people that dive, I know, in the Caribbean and the UK, this is pretty much standard operating procedure. But for some reason in the U.S., a lot of people kind of skip over this type of technique, you think?
I think it's catching on, and it's really big among the tech divers. Tech divers
right. Got
to do it because they go down 200 feet, play on a wreck, and then they got to decompress, and there's no line for the decompress on.
Yes, but you're right. It's more of a technical diving thing for the U.S. divers, and now it's starting to filter more into beginning divers, which is a skill, like you said, everybody should know this. It can only make you safer in the long run regardless, right?
You only need to know it if you don't want to get hit by a boat or left behind by your dive boat.
Okay, and I don't think there's many people in that other category listening, and if there is, they shouldn't be diving. We'll just leave it like that.
We'll agree to agree on that.
Okay,
point. Fair
enough. So you were going through this skill with this new diver, and he picked it up no problem, or what?
He did great, and most people do. The biggest thing you've got to worry about is line management. You got a spool. You know, you don't want to use a reel because those can jam, but you have a little spool, and you've got this bag, and when you inflate it, it starts heading towards the surface. So you don't want to get, you know, hands, feet, fins, whatever in the way of the line. You want it to go up smoothly.
That's right. You don't want it to take anything up except that little inflatable sausage. You don't want it to, you know, bring an extra passenger along with you.
Exactly, which is why your buddy should have his knife, his Z-knife, his whatever, ready to cut the line in case things go awry.
Absolutely. All right, well, so a good skill. He picked it up, no problem, good to go. He's now diving or what?
Yeah, he went and did a deep dive on the Duane, I believe it was, with my best buddy, Elena. The next day, in fact, he did four dives the next day, and you know, he did great. His buoyancy is down pat, and you know, it's the first time he ever had a dive last more than 30 minutes because he got his buoyancy and trim down pat, and it went 10 hour.
Wow, nice. Well, yeah, because you can get that kind of bottom time down there in the Keys because you're diving maybe 40 feet or something or less or what?
This is the Dwayne. He's down to 80 feet.
And he did an hour dive?
Just about. I think it was 54 minutes.
Wow, that is impressive. Yeah, I don't even know if I could do that long going that deep. But
I'll teach you, Greg.
Yeah, well, of course. but what I was pointing out is that a lot of the dives you don't have to do that deep, especially down in the Keys. You have a lot of shallow water options down there in your area, right?
And we do, and that's the best part for new divers. You know, I love Cozumel, but the diving's deep. I love Roatan, but most of the diving's deep. Here in the Keys, most of our diving is shallow. In fact, the second dive, a lot of times, they don't do much of a safety surface interval, because we're going right down to 20 feet.
Right. Yeah, you do your safety stop on your dive.
Yeah, do an hour safety stop.
Right. You got to love that. It's all about the bottom time. I'm way more into the shallow water, longer diving type of situation than going deep for, 20 minutes and then, that kind of thing. I mean, you see some cool stuff deeper, sure, sometimes, depending on where you're at. But, hey, it's all about bottom time as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. And here in the Keys is great. In fact, last week, we took a bunch of Dive Heart people, Adaptive Scuba, mm-hmm. Four quadriplegics diving. And we can't go very deep with them at all because the diver that's with them is in charge of their buoyancy, their air, their clearing of the ears, all that. So, you know, we don't want to go down to the crushing depths. But they had fun in 20 foot of water.
Excellent. Well, there you go. Who wouldn't have that kind of fun? I mean, you know, that's what it's all about, sharing this love of diving. And when you're teaching, you kind of get to see that in the eyes of your students. And so that's energizing, isn't it?
It is, and especially for the quadriplegics. They stopped being a quadriplegic, and they started being a scuba diver.
Right. They're just different another label. Diver. We're equals underwater.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a very aspiring situation for sure. Now, so you've gotten that. You did this other student. Now, you were telling me before we went on the air today that you have a new student. Is she already complete, or what? What's the story with her?
Oh, you're talking about Marlis. I had a student last year when she was a cheerleader at the local high school, Coral Shores High School, mm-hmm. Who has now gone on to fame and fortune. She is now a cheerleader for the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, okay. So this is someone you trained last year. This isn't a recent student.
It's, well, recent within the last year.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. And so now she's been recruited to the Miami Dolphins cheerleading squad.
Yeah, and it's kind of fun to, turn on the TV, and I don't know any of the football players, but I know that cheerleader.
Well, I'm sure. And does she still, talk to you, or did she put a restraining order in place a long time ago, or what?
I think I'll see her after the season.
Okay, fair enough. But when you taught her, did you see this skill developing? Like, okay, she's a high school cheerleader now. I think she's ready for the big leagues, or what?
I don't know that I saw the skill developing. I do know that we were paid lots of attention when we were in the pool. I train at the aquatic center here, Jacobs Aquatic Center, and it's got a lap pool, which you'll see one or two guys in at a time. Usually one, if it gets crowded, they'll double up.
Right.
Well, I took a mass break while her and her best friend, who was also on the cheerleading team, mm-hmm. Were doing their laps back and forth, getting used to being neutral and trim and all that. And there was over 20 guys in the lap pool next to me. It was kind of funny.
So she was inspiring young American males to stay fit and jump in the pool and do laps, is what you're saying.
No, they were inspired to become scuba instructors, Greg. That's what they asked. Are you her instructor? I said, well, yeah. I says, I want that job.
Oh, well, there you go. He's like, he's the ultimate pickup artist. No, I don't know. But it was all good. I mean, that happens. What are you going to do? You know, and whatever we got to do to attract other folks into the dive industry, I say we go for it.
If exactly. That means,
teaching some beautiful girl to dive, that's what we should do. These are the sacrifices we're willing to make grow the industry.
Over and over again.
Over and over again, absolutely. By the way, it sounds like a mermaid material. Did you see if she wanted to be a Scuba Radio mermaid or what?
Oh, dude, we have several girls down here are mermaid materials. One of my students has gone on to become the education director for FIU's diving program.
Wow.
So, you know, the Aquarius project they have up here is now taken over by FIU, so she's in charge of bringing that to everybody. I'll probably have her on your show soon because she needs to be here to talk about that.
Well, that sounds good. And you know, if she wants to be a mermaid as well, we can use her in that capacity. All our Scuba Radio mermaids are dive instructors or above now, it seems like. We got quite an impressive pod, so we're always looking to grow that pod so we can share the love of diving with many, especially those young American males. They seem to dig it more than other segments in the population. But hey, take the good with the bad, then, you know, it's your perspective, which category you fall into. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterkay.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Instead of letting live sharks rain down on people,
shark!
We're going to get in that chopper
shark!
And throw bombs into the tornadoes,
shark!
Blasting those bastards to bits.
Shark!
There are sharks flooding the streets.
Go, 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 go. We're all going to die in a sharknado, sharknado.
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 Okay, you say so. That has to be one of the worst movies ever made. But Sharknado 2, the second one, did you actually watch that goofy-ass movie, Pete? Or no?
I did not. And the thing that amazed me about Sharknado, the first one, they didn't have Josie and the Pussycats doing the singing.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's who that is, but definitely. And actually, I think it's a level below. It's one of the worst songs ever.
Well, but, you know, Tara Reid was actually in the movie Josie and the Pussycats, is what I was referring to.
Oh, that's okay. All right. We'll see. You know, you're a movie aficionado of highbrow entertainment like that. So I digress.
I've never had anyone refer to Josie and the Pussycats as highbrow entertainment.
Yes, well, we are a show about diving, and that statement was dripping literally with sarcasm. See, your puns and goofy, it's rubbing off.
Don't blame me.
Yeah, I'm blaming you, dude. You're bringing me down. You're bringing me down, which is okay for a dive show, I guess. See, there we go again.
But I'm bumped.
Yeah, all right, anyway. All right, so I don't know. You're not going to go search out a Sharknado, even though I guess there is a storm out there somewhere. We got to keep an eye out in the Caribbean now. But
dude, I'm heading north. I'm headed to Crystal River to help with an instructor evaluation.
Really?
They should be quaking in their fins right now.
So you're like, this is like a refresher kind of thing for an instructor, or like their final checkout?
Their final checkout to become instructors for NASE, N-A-S-E.
Uh-huh. So you're doing this in Crystal River. Are you concerned that the manatees might get in the way, or what?
Dude, I haven't been approached by manatee in a long while. I had restraining orders put on all of them.
Uh-huh. Okay. Fair enough. But, yeah, I don't know. At this time of year, you don't have to... I don't know. Do you even see them? I guess you would. They're still there, right?
Yeah, I know. They're still there. They're still around. They're manatees. They're not going to be as much in Crystal River as they're going to be in the ocean during the warm part of the year.
Right. But you might encounter one if you're lucky.
I don't know. We'll probably encounter one or two.
Yeah.
They're always seem to be there. I've never been in Crystal River or even in the St. John's River without running into them. I try to avoid them.
True.
Without seeing a manatee.
Right. Okay. Well, fair enough. And you're doing your your final evaluation with this guy in Crystal River. Why? What is that? He's from that particular area or what?
Well, it's being put on by NASE National, and I think there's four instructors that'll be evaluated, and the guy who's in charge of NASE has invited Elaine and I. She's an instructor trainer. I'm an instructor trainer evaluator to come and help. So, you know, hey, I'm going to be in the spring. What's not to like?
We're going up. Yeah, the water will be nice and cool around 74 thereabouts, which is really ideal for the summer months. That'll be very refreshing water when it's like 95 degrees here in Florida, you think?
It is, and it right now the water on the reefs is between 85 and 90.
It's bath water, baby.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. People are asking me, should I wear a wetsuit or not? And I go, no.
Wear nothing at all.
Well, no, I've seen them. Most of these people need to wear something.
Okay, all right. Well,
you know, and some of them actually say, well, I don't want to get scraped. I go, well, then your buoyancy needs to improve, doesn't it?
True. That is so true. I mean, and honestly, I kind of teach that to my students as well, and they ask the same thing. And it's like, look, if you keep your hands and body off the reef, you don't got to worry about, having, you know, something on like a skin or a 3 mil or whatever. Because I'm the same way. I'd much rather go with just a bathing suit and a scuba radio t-shirt. That is my dive uniform that I'd like to wear 95% of the time if I can get away with it.
And mine would be a swimsuit and a scuba board t-shirt.
Well,
and my scuba board hat.
You wear a hat underwater?
Of course.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess if you to each his own, you know, whatever. Like a little baseball cap.
It's a...
Like a beanie?
It's more than a beanie. It looks like a boonie.
Like a what?
It's like a boonie cap. You know, it's almost like a bucket cap, but it's got a bit of a bill so it doesn't fall down on my face.
Okay.
But it protects the ears.
Okay, well, whatever. That's fine. It could be stylish. You could get a fashion statement, or it keeps a little warmth in, too, I guess.
Not really. It keeps the sun off my ears. We're just starting to get more and more... tuned into the fact that first of all, sunscreen is not good for the reef. Hats are good for your ears to keep the sun off so you don't develop all the skin cancer.
True. And, well, you can use Reef Safe, which is, it biodegrades a little better than most other sunscreens. But, I guess the best protection is to just cover up. And you can look at it from that perspective, for sure. Yeah. Okay, well, what about, when you're teaching or evaluating this instructor over in Crystal River, which, by the way, for those folks who don't know, Crystal River, very popular for manatees, just north of the Tampa, Florida area. What are you looking for in this instructor? Are you going to actually critique him on the fly and say, hey, you screwed this up? Or are you just going to sit back and observe? And then after he's done with his presentation on teaching a in-water or a discussion about scuba diving, you know, for a student, which is what, how you do this kind of thing, how are you going to evaluate? And are you going to be tough on him?
Well, I will be tough on him. We're going to evaluate on several levels. First, he's got to take an exam to show that he knows his stuff. So there's a academic exam. Then he's got to show us he's able to teach on his feet in the classroom, that he can present ideas and concepts without boring you to tears.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we want to see how he teaches in the water. Can he? And this is where NASSI is different than a lot of agencies. NASSI does not want their instructors to ever have their students on their knees. Everything is done mid-water. And so we want to see how his technique is, both in being neutral and how he imparts that to his students.
Okay. So you're
and then he doesn't put his students at risk at any time. Of course, it's got to be safe, 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 safe.
Right. But are you going to put in a mole and as one of the students that you're observing and say, hey, I want you to screw this up on purpose and see if he catches it?
That would be me.
Okay, you will do that, is what you're
saying. I am the mole.
Oh, you're the mole. Oh, so he doesn't know that you are evaluating. You're supposed to play the role of a dumb student and see if you can screw him up?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Now this is even more fun. I like this.
And I'll do things like put 40,000 pounds of weight in my pocket, and
right,
when I can't get up off the floor, he's got to be able to figure out why I'm so heavy.
Okay, so Pete is going to play the dumb diver.
Won't be much of a stretch.
Okay, I didn't say it. You said it. All right, thanks, Pete. Scubaboard.com, go there. Stay up with Ned, Doc, and Pete and the gang, and stay informed. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. You know, we're working with some new technology here today. And, you may be listening going, well, it doesn't sound much different than normal. Well, the deal is that all the people you've heard so far are not here in the studio with me, even though they sound like they are. And we have this new system that allows us to connect remotely through the web with places all over the world. And so I'm bringing on some of my friends that we've set up with this system, and it's pretty cool. And one of those folks is on the line with me right now, and this is kind of scary, too, because we've set up a new Scuba Radio live mic in the Gomez Hilton, the home of Walt DeMartini, and Walt is with us right now. Walt, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, buddy. How you doing?
I am good. What do you think of this thing? So we got this mic in the Gomez Hilton. Your friendly abode for world travelers that come into South Florida and need a place to hang during their surface interval, right?
We have world travelers, and we also have the local talent that occasionally drops in from time to time.
That's right. There is none of those popping up on this particular segment, but that could happen, or that could change in the future when you bring out the big guns. And I'm talking Walt hangs with a very colorful crowd down there in South Florida. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, very colorful.
Yes. You don't have any of those girls with you today.
None today. The hot tub is up for renovations, and the pool is, it's down for the day.
Okay, all right. So we're just really testing the system. So when you bring out the girls, and Walt is world-renowned for hiring dive guides on his dive boat, the Dry Martini, that are world-class, and I mean that in a respective way, but also in a way that most young American males can really, really appreciate. You hear? Well, pretty much all American males.
Well, I see you've taken over with the mermaids. You got some mighty fine women there working the mermaid action.
Well, okay, so the Gomez Hilton is kind of like a Scuba Radio mermaid breeding ground. You think?
Yeah.
And now we have a live mic on the premises to capture all the action. Wow. That's kind of scary and intriguing at the same time. You'll have to keep listening to see where it goes. Hey, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio Divers Consumer Tip Number 88. Although the odds are against you in finding buried treasure on your next dive, there is a better than average chance you will see a sunken chest belonging to a weathered old sea hag giving you the stink eye from across the dive boat.
It's terrible! She has beautiful eyes and her hair smells like cinnamon!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio today, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What are you working on over there, Nick?
Just a list of things I'll need when I go diving tomorrow.
Ah, the old checklist. Gear, first aid kit, oxygen unit.
Nope, different list.
Oh, so you're working on dive planning, making sure your gear is ready, having an emergency plan.
Nope. Different list. All of that is important to be sure, but do you realize how many non-diving elements there are that become essential to a good day of diving?
Not really. Can't say I ever gave it much thought, but now that you mention it, I guess there are. I mean, water is the first one that popped into my mind, because if you get dehydrated, we all know that can ruin a good day.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Water's an excellent example.
Yep, that's a good one. I know they don't call me Lobster Boy for nothing, and it sucks when it happens. Few things are more uncomfortable than a wetsuit on a sunburn.
Ooh, you said it. Not to mention the safety element. The discomfort of a wetsuit-coated sunburn can keep you distracted, which is not a good way to dive safe.
Sunscreen can make you a safer diver. Who knew? So along those lines, I'd have to add a hat or visor to the list of non-dive stuff that can contribute to dive safety.
Hats and visors help to prevent both sunburn and other heat-related illnesses, so yes. But add t-shirts to the list as well.
How about a change of dry clothes in general?
That's a good one, especially if it's chilly out of the water. You'll want to make sure you stay warm between dives.
No hypothermia here.
Excellent. I guess you should include a towel with that, since it can also double as a wrap if you don't want to use it to dry off.
Towel, check. All right, you know, going back to the water and hydration, I think we need snacks too.
Good plan. Snacks help to keep you fueled and energized, which helps you from becoming overtired in the water. Definitely a contributor to safety.
I've got one more.
What's that?
You should have your Dan card.
And with that, you are number one on my list.
Of course. As careful as divers are about their dive planning and preparation, it's important to remember the non-diving elements that contribute to a safe and happy day. So take an extra minute to pack that hat and apply that sunscreen. They could be the difference between a problem avoided and a problem to solve. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And, you know, we're going old school right now because nothing replaces that energy that you experience when you're on the boat. You're connected live to a dive boat, and that's what we're doing right now with our buddy Captain Slade down in Isla Mirada, Tavernier area. Captain Slade, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm great. I'll tell you right now, if you've been down here and you have, the summer's just been fantabulastic. We're just happy as we can be.
Are you? So, I have no doubt that the party follows you around wherever you go, because you are quite entertaining in your own right. But you got a full boat of divers down there in the Keys today, I guess. Is that the case, or what?
Yep. Just came from a crew to feed, just having fun with the big more eels, and one little barracuda came in and said howdy and took a fish and said, I'm full, and we just had a great time. It's beautiful. Now we're up on Davis Reef, got a whole bunch of snorkeling bunnies from California, and got a bunch of divers from all over the place, from Mexico to Canada.
Really? All right. Well, so it's a very worldly crew of divers today. But when you say you have some bunnies from California, what does that mean exactly?
some beautiful, lovely girls, Oriental girls from California, L.A., and they're out here on four of them with, on a birthday trip. So they're out here having fun.
How about
you can
that?
Hear them screeching in the background.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's a good thing. So are they? Is this like a first time experience for most people on the boat? Or are they, you know, from out of town? They ever been to the Keys? Or are you getting some, you know, locals mixed in there as well?
Yeah, I got some returnees have been with us before, like one group, one and four, and the rest are first-timers down here from Canada, and they are having a ball from Ontario, and I actually dove out of the shop they go out of in Ontario, so I know the area well, and they're down here diving in warm water in their dry suits.
Nice. So it's bathtub diving down there in the Keys right now. I love this time of year. You do too, I'm guessing, right?
Oh, God, yeah. I just put a little skin on, and that's just to keep from getting straighted by my big moray too bad. But, yeah, it's 86 degrees. I mean, you jump in, you don't feel any shock whatsoever. It's like jumping in a bathtub.
There you go.
Or a jacuzzi. I don't even take an 86-degree temperature bath. I mean, it's beautiful.
Well, all right. Well, jumping in a bathtub with some, beach babes from California, that's a pretty good That's a pretty good little showering.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep my mate's attention on the rest of the divers. It's pretty hard to do.
Yeah, okay, I hear you. So, you know, I got to ask you, Captain Slate, I don't know if you watch a lot of TV, but have you been getting or fielding a lot of questions from your people that are coming down there and see the creature feature or just go diving out with you any day about, like, these Sharknados and Shark Week and all that kind of stuff? And, I mean, because you do so much interaction with the animals to show that they're not out to eat you, are you getting a lot of that lately because of all this nonsense we've been seeing on TV or what?
Yeah, I think, I mean, at least the divers and the snorkelers, it doesn't affect them. They know that it's all, they're always going to show the worst of the worst, the four shark bites a year that happen in the world, and that's about it. And they know that most of it is never going to happen to them out here, and especially whenever they dive with us. I mean, we don't. Play with the nurse sharks, but my God, you got to stick your finger in their mouth and then push your head down to get them to bite you.
Right.
But, you know, it's absolutely theater, and of course, the legitimate people have gotten bitten by sharks, and most of the time not divers. They're people surfing or in the surf, and that's where we know most shark attacks happen, 5 feet of water or less. So
yeah, well, we have too many surfers anyway, so if they take
I don't think I'm going to surf. I've done it once or twice and didn't get attacked, so I'm going to count my losses and forget about it.
Yeah, but it does a lot what you do with your creature feature dive to dispel those myths that these things are out to eat you, and they see them in a light, in a very friendly light. No different than, like, you know, someone interacting with his pet dog or cat and stuff. It's quite a magical thing to see you interacting with the morays and these nurse sharks. But that's the I don't know, that's like the reaction you get from everybody that sees it, isn't it?
Well, that's the reason I do it, is no one eats more eels and sharks and barracudas and jewfish, so when they catch one, after they've seen me play with them and how friendly and in their environment they are, that they'll let them loose. I mean, they won't kill them, because these aren't food source fishes, and that's what I'm after. And, I mean, I've got to watch them sometimes when these eels are so friendly playing with me that they think they can swim over and pet them. Of course, they don't. I warn them about that, but because they're nearsighted, they can accidentally bite you, as I can attest with mauled up fingers of mine. But no, that's what I'm after. It's not a show for any reason other than to make them respect these animals.
Exactly. They're your friends. They're your, you know, you've created a relationship with them that is truly magical to witness firsthand. Yeah, sure. And if you've never done Captain Slate's creature feature, you definitely need to put it on the list and mark it off, not just once, but a few times, because it changes week to week. I mean, you never know who's going to show up, right, Captain Slate?
That's right. It's not the Atlanta Aquarium, I tell everybody. I tell everybody what does show up and get in, and 90% of the time something shows up, but sometimes everybody does. But once in a while, I end up feeding yellowtails. Of course, that's a fish feed. It's all I can do some days. Nothing comes in.
Right. Well, there you go. Well, they got to eat, too. So
that's right.
Hey, are you seeing a lot of lobsters down there in the Keys? Now that we're a week or two into a lobster season, what's the action been down there?
Well, the fishermen down here are really catching them, and we did do well on lobster sports season. I took them to spots that I was just discovering down here, and everyone caught them. At least everyone saw them, and that's the point. Catching them sometimes is harder than seeing them. But everybody had fun, and I mean, we got lobsters every trip. In fact, today I was feeding one. One what? Stuck his little antennas out of the reef, and I handed him a piece of ballyhoo. He was happy.
Yeah, how does that? I've seen you do that before, where they, you know, they kind of, you know, come out from under the reef and pick up some of the scraps that are laying around. But you've actually kind of worked with some of the lobsters where they'll actually come out and you'll coax them out with a little ballyhoo and maybe even crawl up on your hand or arm a little bit or what?
Yeah, we got the video of the one coming out of the reef and crawling all the way up my hand, all the way up on my arm, up to my shoulder, and bouncing his antennas off of my dive mask. So he was a regular.
That is awesome. You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of rotation on those lobsters, I'm guessing, especially once season opens. Am I right or what?
Yeah, I do lose them quicker, that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, CaptainSlate.com, you can go there and connect with Captain Slate for the creature feature, or just go diving with him. You're 90% of the show beyond what's going on underwater down there in Keys. You know what I'm saying, Captain Slate?
Yeah, once a goofball, always a goofball.
Well,
if I didn't like doing this, I guess I wouldn't have been doing it for 37 years.
Absolutely. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Dad, we have a bug.
Bug Hunter, he loves to hunt bugs. He's a diver with an attitude, an underwater thug. With stealth speed and agility, he combs the ocean floor. No matter how many bugs you catch, he's always gonna catch more. Yeah, he's the king of all the lobster slayers, and the word has gotten round. Everyone knows something's gonna die when the bug hunter goes down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, or Greg the Lobster Slayer, because we are in Florida spiny lobster season. That is Bug Hunter, the latest release from the Scuba Cowboy, and he is on via the web with us right now. Pop, how are you, buddy?
I am absolutely fantastic, Greg. Always happy to be on Scuba Radio.
Yes. Now, the Bug Hunter song that you've written here, I don't know why it's not called the Lobster Slayer song, but Bug Hunter, Lobster Slayer, I guess if you're making it the Bug Hunter, it makes it a little bit more broad-based. But I am some of the inspiration for this Bug Hunter thing, aren't I, or am I?
Absolutely. You've told me so many tales of all of your adventures and how you are essentially a master lobster slayer, or a.k.a. bug hunter. And so it gave me the inspiration to go, you know, I have to write a song about this.
Yes.
This has to be done.
Now, the way this the lyrics twist around on this song, I'm guessing it wasn't specifically written about me. So is it a real-life scenario, or did you just come up with this whole idea on your own? And we're not going to give it away. People can go back and pick up the song themselves and check it out. But there is a little twist.
There is a little twist, and it actually kind of happened as I was writing the song. And, sometimes I just make myself smile, and I go, oh, this will be clever. But, no, it was not inspired by you, at least not that I have seen firsthand the twist. It was really more about catering to all of my audiences, because
okay.
Obviously I have a broad range of audience, and this kind of puts a little bit in the song for everybody to like.
Yeah, that's right. Pup the Scuba Cowboy, he loves all, and it kind of encompasses all that kind of stuff. So yeah, you got to check out the whole song, Bug Hunter, and then get it at thescubacowboy.com, I assume, right?
Yes.
So make sure you pick that up, as well as all the other cool songs that Pup has written over the years, by a diver. Who's written a song for divers? It's great stuff for sure. Now, are you excited about our next adventure in October?
I am absolutely excited. Are you kidding? We're doing another Explorer Adventures Scuba Radio cruise, which is always nothing but fun.
Absolutely. October 4th, you can join us in Saba. October 4th, you can join us in Saba with our friends from Explorer Ventures for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We got Scuba Pro on board. We have our friends from Submersible Systems, Spare Air. A couple of those folks are coming on board with some of them tanks. I think they're going to let some people play around with it during the week. And, of course, we have the Scuba Cowboy. And we'll throw in a mermaid or two as well. So you're planning to perform and, play a few tunes for everybody in the evening after dinner, right?
As always.
The last time we were in Saba, we had just a big old time. What are you looking for this adventure?
Boy, I don't know. The last one was such a pinnacle in diving. I first of all, it was the quality of the reefs and stuff out there were just amazing. And then you remember that morning that we got to hear humpback whales singing? I mean,
right.
Gosh, I guess if we could see one, that would be really cool. But even hearing them underwater was just incredible. So, I mean, the crew, the staff, just what a phenomenal operation. So I'm just looking forward, honestly, to hanging out with you guys again. Any chance we get together, we always have a good time. And, of course, just being on another Explorer Ventures boat and having a great time and getting to dive.
Absolutely. Once again, all you got to do is go to ExplorerVentures.com or call them up, 1-800-322-3577. Tell them you want to be on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with us. Just a trip by itself is worth the price of admission for sure. But you throw in all this extra distraction that we add to the mix and a Scuba Radio broadcast that we'll record during the week and bringing everybody on board, it does create quite a unique atmosphere for an adventure that you'll never forget. I got to say, that one we did last year was one of the best ones we've ever done, and it'll be tough to top the crew that we had, on that with that group. But I'll tell you what, every one we do seems to get better and better. Wouldn't you agree?
I would totally agree, and that's why, like I said, I am anxiously looking forward to it. I always do. We always get some great fans on board, and it just ends up being a fantastic trip all the way around.
Now, where are you planning to play next there, Pup? I mean, you're based in Colorado there, and I know you got a few gigs coming up, or you've just played some other places too, I believe, right?
Yeah, I'm busy all the time, but I'm... This weekend I'm here in town. I've actually got a couple of gigs here local. I'm doing one for the soldiers tomorrow down at Peterson Air Force Base, and then a private party. And then I'll be going to San Carlos, Mexico next month.
Wow.
So that'll be fun. And then, you know, Roatan and in October after we get back from our other trip. And just, you know, wherever they need my music, you know what I'm saying? If they need great trop rock and scuba ribbing music, they give me a call. We go have fun.
That's right. He inspires. He provides the entertainment in between dives on the surface interval with his guitar and cowboy hat, and sometimes his personal assistant, who also doubles as a scuba radio mermaid, Tiffany, helps out with the festivities. I know she's just been working in Sturgis, right, with all the bikers, picking up a few bucks, right?
Yeah, that was her big gig, and that and Territory Days or Frontier Days or whatever it is up in Cheyenne.
All right, so she's getting all that stuff squared away, and then she's going to join us on that liverboard trip in October, and you're going to want to do that too. Yeah, have another drink there, pup.
Well, you know how it is. Nothing goes better with scuba radio than a nice ice-cold drink.
That's true, and I think I'm going to have one of those as well right now. All right, we got more coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving next. Stay close.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here down in the
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.